Your newsletter may have thousands of subscribers, but if hardly anyone ever opens it, are you really getting any results? Thanks a lot for tuning in this week. Today, we're continuing our Metrics That Matter series and focusing on your station's newsletter, and specifically, the metrics that actually matter when it comes to them. I have one client who switched newsletter platforms this past year and complained that his new service was removing subscribers. Every so often he would say, each week we lose 40 to 50 subscribers. You know, we started out with 25,000. Now we only have 14,000. I need to find another service. I'll tell you why his service actually culled those subscribers a little bit later. But the fact is that most of us get caught up with how big our email list is, the number of subscribers that we have. It's impressive to say, we've got 25,000 people on our subscriber list. But a large list doesn't really mean that much if the people aren't actually getting them, opening them, reading them, and clicking on them. So if your open rate is constantly 10%, only 10% of your entire audience gets that. That means 90% of your subscribers never even saw your message. And if your click-through rate is near zero, it means the number of people, the only 10% out of that 10%, you have hardly anybody clicking on it. That means that really your list isn't even helping your website traffic or your advertisers if they are paying you to advertise within your newsletter. A big list that doesn't perform, it's kind of like a crowd that's ignoring the stage off to the side. All right, it looks good, but to be honest, it's really not worth anything. So back to our client who's been losing subscribers. A good newsletter service will automatically remove subscriber emails from your list if they are returned as undeliverable or they bounce repeatedly. For some reason, the email just didn't make it to them. Other services, they may require you to manually remove these because, they charge per subscriber, and the more subscribers you have, even though they are dead subscribers or they're not getting your emails, they can charge you for those. So it may sound counterintuitive, but removing inactive subscribers and those bounced email addresses is one of the best things that you can do for your newsletter. A bloated list filled with dead ends doesn't just skew your numbers, it actually hurts your deliverability. Email services track engagement. And so if too many of your messages go unopened or they bounce back, future emails are more likely to land in spam folders, even for the folks who are actively engaged with your newsletter. They're sitting waiting for it to arrive. All right. So it could arrive to them, but in their spam folder. So by pruning your list regularly, you improve your open rates, all right? The math works in your favor. So make sure that it makes your data more accurate and it ensures that you're actually reaching the people who want to hear from you. Your subscriber counts, when it comes to them, smaller and engaged is always a better number than the large but silent, all right? You tracking with that? Here's what to focus on instead. The metrics that really matter are your bounce rate. This tells you if your emails are not even being showing up in their folder, all right? So for those, go ahead and consider removing them. You may not want to, once you see an email that has bounced, if just on the first time, okay, it may be a fluke or something like that, all right? So, but if that email address is constantly on your bounce rate list, then you consider removing them. Also look at your open rate. This tells you how many people cared enough to open your message. It arrived in their inbox. It was interesting to them, so they opened it. Then you look at your click-through rate. How many people actually took action once they opened your email? And then look at unsubscribes, because this helps you understand, when you're probably missing the mark, all right? They just didn't like it, or they got tired of getting whatever you're sending, and so they're gone. They unsubscribe. Now, if your open rate is low, start with the subject line. Is it boring, vague, spammy? Does it sound like a generic promotion? Or does it have the same WXYZ newsletter every single time? That doesn't really give you a reason to open it, all right? So then look at your content on the inside. If people open the email, but then they don't click on anything, the message may not be clear. The design, it may be hard to read, even, you know, especially on mobile devices. And if you're seeing a lot of unsubscribe, then ask yourself whether this newsletter is really delivering value or if it's just filling up inboxes with stuff people didn't really ask for. If that happens and you're seeing those unsubscribes go up and you're seeing people actually leave, the email service is not taking them away, they're actually deciding to leave. Well, then you want to focus on creating more value for your current subscribers who are still there to possibly win back those who have unsubscribed. All right, so here's your action plan for this week. Look for 3 email campaigns that you sent recently. What were the open rates? What were the click-through rates? And compare the best one to the worst one. What made them stand out versus, you know, what made the subject? Was the subject line better? Was the content better? Did it get more clicks because maybe it was a popular news story or something like that? What else in that email did or did not get more clicks? What worked and what didn't work? It's kind of the same mentality you want to keep with your website. When you look at the analytics, you want to see what works, see what doesn't work, do more of what does work, and then do less of what doesn't work. You want to do the same mentality when it comes to your newsletter as well. Try sending your next newsletter with a clearer, more specific subject line. Keep it brief and then add a strong call to action somewhere in there where it prompts them to click on it. Make sure that there's a clear benefit to the reader for doing that click, like more information about a news story rather than providing the entire news story within your newsletter. So you want them to click and actually do something whenever they open the newsletter. If you haven't already, you may want to consider segmenting your list as well. Not every listener wants to get every message that you get. An easy way to segment your list is by delivery schedule. Have different newsletters that go out. Have one that is daily, one weekly, and one maybe even monthly or quarterly or yearly. Perhaps segment them by types of content like local news only, events only, and local sports only. The more targeted you can get, the better your results are going to be, those open and click rates, and those are the numbers that you sell to advertisers. Remember that your email list isn't about how many people are on it, it's about how many people are engaging with it. And savvy advertisers will, and they really should, be asking for the engagement values rather than total subscribers. So this week, pay attention to how your audience is responding and use that insight to make more effective messages going forward. So next week, we're going to move towards social media, where, of course, you know, the big follower numbers often hide small engagement. And those aren't the numbers that you want to sell either. So if this content is helpful to you, please like it, subscribe, consider sharing it with your radio colleagues so you and they don't miss an episode. We do want you to stick around for more of these. And if you're ready to have a better website built especially for radio stations, or if you just want more helpful resources like this to grow your station online, visit us on our website at skyrocketradio.com. You'll find tools, articles, everything that you need to make your digital presence a lot stronger, especially here in the new year. Hopefully this information has helped you. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.